So I'm here just good to give a good introduction of the panel. I think Vedanti Didi, is there anyone who does not know Vedanti Didi? Hands up if there is anyone who does not know, who have we seen first time. Okay, there will be some first timers. So Vedanti Didi is one of the RCs, the five main powerful regional coordinators of Brahma Kumaris, and her life had been very courageous and so much enthusiasm, and going into Africa, she is looking after the continent of Africa and all the new services that she had taken up serving the African continent. It has all every time given, even for me personally, have taken so much inspiration by listening to Vedati Didi's classes. And when we were coming small, she was with us even for IYF programs and had given so much inspiration to us. She coming very young age to Baba, and there are two things that I always keep in my mind, because Vedanti Didi has always been in Baba's side. You might have already heard the story that she told the examiner that the sermonizer of Gita is not Sri Krishna, it is Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, Shiva. To that extent, she was so courageous to tell that, and she does not matter, it was not a matter for her to pass the exam or not, but to tell the truth. So with this little thing, and that was in her young age. So in her young age, she did such a courageous thing. Means now what she would have done, you can just imagine. So we are going to listen to her. And also another thing that I am taking inspiration is, she is a regional coordinator, but she is a very, very good regular Yogabhati coordinator. She coordinates many more Yogabhatis of 8-hour Yogabhati, or sometimes even 13-hour, like that. No? There are so many Yogabhatis that she conducts, and also she also she also does the yoga, sitting and doing yoga, even though being so responsible in activities, but keeping the balance of this yoga and also the administrative activities. So these are very good inspirations that I have taken. So you all also will be listening a lot now, because even the topic itself, I think it's just for her. Closeness within variety of sanskars. I think she is an embodiment of that. So we will definitely hear first-hand information from her. So Vedanti Didi will be interviewed by Sister Maria. So Sister Maria also is a Rajyoga practitioner and a lecturer for last 32 years. So has so much experiences, and she's a member of the National Coordinators Group in Spain, and participates in all the administrative and also spiritual retreats in Baba's activities, Brahma Kumaris. So sister will be interviewing Vedanti Didi. So over to both of you. Let us have a good time, a warm morning with these two angels. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I subscribe all the introduction of the sister about Didi, because she's a living example for all of us, I think. Okay, the theme we are interested in today is very aligned with the theme of this retreat, because it's how to get closeness within a variety of personalities, sanskars, and ways of living, and so on. And the first question is a bit obvious, I think. Going from India to Africa, meeting people from so many, so different cultures, so different ways of living, different opinions, different sanskaras. How was your first adaptation to all of this in from a big context? Can you relate a story? And also, I am interested in how this was beneficial for you. In other words, we are very comfortable when we are living with people that think like us, or they have similar cultures, similar sanskaras, and so on. But when there is this variety, this is very uncomfortable. And even sometimes we have some inner upheaval. Can you think, can you tell us something about this? How do you felt? Which benefits do you experienced from that?
Om Shanti. Good morning. So you all aware about the question that we living in our comfortable world, who we like, the place, the people, but how we can adjust ourselves with the one new, different nature, different habit, different style, different country, different situation. And the first answer comes from within that it's difficult. I have seen many Brahmin, they want to stay alone. They don't want other person with them. I have seen many Brahman, they stay but they are in their world. Even 10 together but they are in their world. They don't want to communicate much. They eat, they do yoga, they do their thing. They don't want to see other, you know. So because all these 60 years with Brahmin family, I know in and out of the world Brahmin. And sometime I smile within that Baba, only the one can change. You see that when we say that I cannot adjust the place, the people, then it's difficult. So the first thought, that is obstacle. Everyone wants their own space, you know. Now, we have to create habit for the change. Every moment, every hour, every day, every week, every month, we prepare ourselves for change to accept. And then it becomes our nature. And then, for me, you can put me anywhere. Anywhere. I will never say difficult. Never ever. Because I learned the lesson. I was so comfortable at home. I was leader meets 8 brothers, sisters, leader. For parents even and for brother, sister. In school, I was a main, you know, controller. Everywhere. I was like this, you know, from childhood. Now, that was the nature. When I came here, it's different. Total different. The first question era, should I surrender or not? And then I decided I will accept everything because I have accepted God. If I have accepted God means His family. So now what we need to think? We accept each and everybody as they are. With positive thought. We accept everybody as they are. I gone from India to Africa. First time I saw in the plinth African brother sister. I never saw because I never done geography. First time in the plane, some Indian, some European, some different people, and most of them African. I'm going. Who sent me, God? So they all are new for me, but my family. So with that consciousness I gone, all this 50 years in Africa, not a single day one thought came that I want to leave Africa. That strong, firm determination, I love Africa, I want to live in Africa, I want to die in Africa. You understand? So, to adjust with any different situation, only we have to make our nature to accept. Acceptance. My family. They are mine. And then I think it will become easy. Because when I go on, India different, Africa different, and first of all, I stayed somebody's house, a big businessman house. Total different lifestyle. Total. I had never chance in India, you know, at home, no car, nothing, just traveling in the buses here and there. And now, car is there, driver is there, and all facilities. It was so difficult to adjust all this luxury, you know. I never accepted. So, daytime I say that I'll sleep in the bed, at night I sleep on the floor because the habit from India. You know, and slowly, slowly I adjust myself, whatever. Many, many situations came. Many, many situations. One day, after 1 week in Africa, in somebody's house, and what I saw when I entered the bathroom, the servant is doing brush with my brush, his teeth. It was a big shock for me. That how many my personal things these people were using. And I thought, what should I do now? You know, I thought I'm going back. But I decided God has sent me. I have to adjust myself. Let me give love to the servant and to explain them, to make them friend. What they need, I give them. So then that way, you know, it become easy for me. So I... Within our many stories will come. But this is the thing that to adjust.
So, power to adjust, to remove our resistances, inner resistances, and be ready for change continuously. So, very good. And what to do? I mean, when you find someone with very strong sanskaras, normally in the VK family, can you tell us one example of how this make something beneficial to you? I mean, to live with that person or to try to adjust to that strong character, or yeah, is that beneficial? Do you think?
Yeah. You see that when this type of people midst of us, I think they are the one who increase our yoga power. That I believe. That sometimes that type of soul we can't explain much. We can't give correction. And we have to change our nature. Instead of more corrective, instead of that we give more love, we appreciate. Out of 100 negativity, one virtue may be there. So that virtue we can find, and we have to wait for a while, that time will come and person will change. So we give time to that person, but we remain impatient, and we never said, oh, I cannot stay with this person. You know, when we make that definition, then that is for one person, then another, then third, then so many people, you know. So 1 year I had done meditation. I made a list. How many people are not good communication with me? And I found 27 people. Before 30 years ago. 30 years ago I done that. And 27 people who not good with interact or to communicate, and I done meditation for that 20 soul. And after few month meditation, automatic they started to come, they started to talk, they were friendly, you know. I done meditation for that. I wait for a while because the soul need time to change, you know. But then it is not that we just keep distance and we leave. We bring near the souls. So now I think nobody in my list like that way. I have nobody in my list with whom I have no good communication.
And how did you do that? After Amrit Vela, you put those people in front of Baba. How did you do it practically?
Oh, practically. Yeah, you know, practically, whoever in that list not good communication, then I keep list. And when I sit for Amrit Vela, well, every day my Amrit Vela, the system, and that way I work. So you see that if we want to change them, first I have to change myself. No? Maybe if I don't like that person, maybe they also don't like me because of my some weaknesses or my attitude. So first I have to change, you know. And I tell Baba, give me that strength so I can be easy with them all. So then I literally remember them, you know, one minute. I remember that, Baba, they are very good in your family, only it is my problem, and I have to change and I have to bring them near to me. So I do hard work, like a big examination for me, you know. Because you know what happened, that as much you keep distance, that much negativity create. And negativity disturb in our progress. So as much more we become more friendly with everybody, we finish the negativity, and it's fine.
I am interested also from you because you have a lot of experience, so many experiences with VKs. How to manage this integration between love and law? I remember that the Kumarka said, law is love. But, okay, this is in theory, this is beautiful, but how to practice that? Because when someone with very strong character or make mistakes in a center, for example, how to correct this in a lawful manner, which is the balance? Because we have to correct sometimes.
Yeah. So okay.
How do you do that?
Yeah, you see that last year I had a 50 year in Africa. So we had made a plan. And the Africa families are wonderful, you know. Just one or two or three meetings, small group do, and we share, and everybody is ready to do. Out of all, one person from one country, no cooperation, it negative comment, and creating that atmosphere, telling other that, we will see how Vedanta even can do this. It's impossible to do the whole Africa and this and that, and that was creating atmosphere, you know, that negative. But you know, I was so incognito that no, because of one soul, all the country will not get disturbed. So what happened that I was putting positive power, everybody was doing wonderful way, and we done 1,000 program in Africa, in and out, here and there. So success was there, and so much success. We visited so many countries, more than 50, and so many big program happened, everything fine. I found that soul still, you know, holding, and I saw that soul not ringing me, not talking with me, not communicating with me, and not ready to come for retreat, the closing retreat. So I said that if you will not come for retreat, then I will never visit that country now. Stop. She said, okay. It's okay. Okay. Then now what next? Then I saw that soul not came for retreat. and no communication. Then I was talking with Baba, what should I do? I don't want to hold. I rang. And I said, happy, happy, happy Diwali, happy New Year. Baba bless you so much. You are very good, successful soul. And I have sent you video of the program. We miss you lot. Everyone was remembering you. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I share the love. You understand? And after that, all the stories, whatever the person holding, finish. And common, normal, and I have not said why you not came. I said, I can understand your health. I can understand. You can't travel, but it's okay. I appreciate. So I, you know, it's just a normal one country coordinator and I'm a regional coordinator. I bowed down, you know, myself. And it's okay. And normal relation. So out of 100, maybe one test paper come and it's a big test paper. But we have to be no fear that how things will happen. It happened. Like that. So we have to see the bigger success. You know, not we stop ourselves with the smaller and still we look after the small obstacle also to clear it out.
Very good. And also, you have mentioned projects. You are an example of entrepreneur, that is called entrepreneur, the ones that initiates leader projects. But to implement a project, you need many teams, teamwork, to implement. And for the teams, you need trust and unity. In which way can we increase the trust within the teams, the unity in the teams? And this can be applied to projects or the center, the BK center as well, the team that is coordinating or for a service, activity or whatever. Which are the secrets from your experience to create this atmosphere of trust and unity inside, within the team, you know? Because there are so many sanskars in. So which is the which are the secrets?
Yeah. You see that we have done many, many projects. And for that what we do, just the team in Nairobi only. And not more than 7. And the 7 experienced one, same time that team we keep who understand each other. And who do faster work? And Africa, all the country knows that this team doing fast and short meeting and fast. Whatever we do, we circulate all the country in Africa and we say you all are open to give your idea. Either student or teacher, whoever want to give their opinion, open. So they send their opinion or then they give their idea. So we accept their idea, we accept their opinion, so they are with us.
How they give the opinion? Through email, through WhatsApp?
No, how? What we do, we make that type of form, you know. So then they fill, you know, they fill it, they make a system, so and we give time that within a week you give. And whatever we discuss, we explain them. Because when we do project, we start Nairobi, then the experiment in Kenya, then with the result we tell them, then we give them template that this is the thing you want to do in your country, we will help. So then with that template they do and we go and we help them. So slowly, 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 slowly it spread all over Africa. So that way, you know, we help each other and we don't think your country and my country, your money and my money. Today I tell with the confidence, with the faith that all the country in Africa, not a single country will say it's my money and my center. If today I tell teacher, you leave this country and go there, yes. That our love, peace and unity together, I say, we need some money from your country, say, okay, they give. When they need, we send. So, it's 56 countries in Africa, in many countries our center, but from the beginning we have kept that unity, that we help each other, we inspire each other, in that way. So it's wonderful.
Another thing is, I want to know your view about this. How we know that a new idea about service or taking care of the center, whatever the idea it is aligned with Baba and Rama, or is our own madmat?
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Once Brij Mohammed, we can remember him now, someone asked him, when shall I see if something that I am thinking is a Baba's touching or is a Baba's thought or is my madmat? And he gave a good reply, but I want to know your opinion about this. He said, Baba is the almighty authority. And when Baba has a thought, it's so powerful that cannot be only in one person. This will spread to many people. And then this thought will immediately have cooperation from many. Because it's like a wave in some way, no? Do you think it's that? Or what? Have you had this question sometime? Oh, this interesting project, is this aligned with Drama, with Baba's plan? Have you had this?
Yeah.
Maybe not, maybe always sure that...
You see that we should not take a Drama first. First, we have to do effort. Now, what happened that now the atmosphere in Brahmin family, because of our subtle ego, we're making mistakes. It's not Baba's touching at all. Some selfish motto is there. And so many now making their own shops, like, you know, shops now. And people are so bhola, new Baba's children, they just, you know, wherever they like, they go. So, Baba is watching from up above.
Smiling, maybe.
Baba is watching properly everyone's fortune, their role, their luck. Misfortune, fortune, two ways like that. We all know that now one Sakar Baba, then another Avyakt Baba, and there is another Baba. You know, this all thing new coming all over the world. So what my answer to the Brahmin family, that we have senior. Even now today, anything I have to decide, I talk with gentleman. So I feel I talk with senior. You understand? So umbrella on me. Maybe if any emergency, I go to Baba. Because I'm trans messenger. So I take advice from Baba. But I don't do anything just like that. Nothing. You know, I don't say it's for touching. Any project or anything, I communicate with Jantiben, you know. Or anything. She say, yeah, with Jantiben, okay, wait for a while, don't do this, that, it's okay. So, you know, we have to be so careful with the thing. We don't say, oh, I got touching and I'm doing this. And sometimes we go wrong. Because this is Iron Age. We you know, you don't get success all the time, and it's our side loss, you know. If we do less thing is okay. We don't need to do more, but we should not make mistake, you know. And that's why I tell all the Brahmin family, communication is the biggest thing. Communication with other. It's not silence and I got touching so I done it. It's not right. Communicate with other. Listen other. Share with other. Try to understand the situation and don't listen one side only. Sometimes we listen one side and we start to give favor that side. And maybe that side wrong. So why we make more and more negative account at our place, you know. So that's why we have to be so clear. But one thing, when I reached Africa, you know, when I was here, I was asking Baba and Daddy and all. So suddenly, you know, we get invitation to do something, a big exhibition or this or that. In those days, no communication, you know, no mobile, nothing. It's very difficult to communicate Mount Abu. And suddenly we have to decide something. So many offers has gone 9 months. Then after I came Madhuban and I asked Abhir Babdada, said, Baba, in this situation, what to do? Baba said, if there is no chance of communication with Madhuban, sit down Amrutvela, sit in meditation and total clear mind. Total clear mind and in that vibration you will get thought that let me do this. There Baba will help. And then, so from that time I done, you see that is the one, a good example. Suddenly the instrument in Zambia said, let's go to Mauritius because the big mela for the whole country, Shivratri. We gone. We stayed there, somebody's house. And that businessman said, let's open account, let's start center. I said, no. We have to ask Dadi and wait. He said, you are with businessman. Don't worry. Don't say we do it or not. Tell we are doing it. I said, no. He said, I'm responsible. I brought you in Africa. Front of me, he rang Ramesh Bhai. Ramesh Bhai, tell Dadi. After Zambia, first enter in Mauritius, we are going to open. Tell Dadi to bless. And that way, within a 2 hour, we found house. We gave rent for 6 months. We opened account. We bought the thing and we started the center. And Dadi said, Nirmala Didi, Mauritius is the wonderful, wonderful center. And so many service happening. So right, you know, that brother got right touching because he said this is the beginning. If we will wait, then when it will happen? So sometime we have to understand the other's experiences. We can't ignore who invited me in Africa. So we have to judge. And so variety experience.
You know. Did you have any experience in which you had an idea or something that you thought, oh, this is wonderful for Baba's service, and then it couldn't be done because either the senior said no or it was not? Did you have, because you are very enthusiastic, but maybe you also had these experiences to get stuck or stop because of something. Huh?
Yeah. Myself and Chandruben, we both were in Kenya and our permit finished. So now we have to leave the country. So we talked with Dadi Janki, London. Dadi Janki said, leave Africa, come here, just come and do service here. So Chandruben said, Vedanti, I'm going. I said, I'm not coming. Say, what you will reply to Dadi? I said, don't worry. I rang Dadi. Dadi, Chandruben coming, but I'm not coming. Your advice to come, but I want to understand why God sent me and why you people sent me. If I will leave Africa, nobody will come back again. Because we left. She said, what you will do? I said, I will leave this country and I will fly to next country on visa for 3 months. She said, somebody there. I said, yeah, people are there to welcome me. Go, go. I use my intellect to convince the senior that let me try 3 months in another country. I go and I start a center there. Meanwhile, I got my permit and I came back to Zambia. So Chandruben left and left and left. Okay. Then I was alone. Then Dadi sent Nirmala Didi. You know, first Siluben, then Chandruben, then Nirmala Didi. Yeah, that way, you see. So, yeah, you know, if she say, come, and it's, oh, London. Let me go. You know, I told Chandruben, Chandruben, well, it's in Gujarati. It rhymes good, but in English difficult. I said, jene pap kara ho ne London jai. Means in English, who have done sins, they go London. And who had done good karma, they stay in Africa because this is a good weather and that is a very cold weather. I know. I hate cold weather. So I said, and I said, Dadi, I told her like that because, you know, I don't like cold. So I said, the one who have done sin, they go London, not me. You know, and that stubbornness, I stayed all this 50 years in Africa. So sometime the situation come where you have to decide. And there, Baba help.
Yeah. I will ask you now to do a practice, meditation, but very specific practice. Let's imagine that we have a problem with someone with very strong sanskaras. And as you said before, you want Baba to intervene in that, to clean that relation and your feelings and the feelings of the other. Can you give a commentary now, 5-10 minutes, how you do that?
Yeah, okay. Om Shanti. So can we sit for a few minutes? Om Shanti. My sweet Baba, my beloved Baba, I know that I'm in confluence age. I have to deal with so many Brahmin in the world with different sanskaras. And of course, I have to deal with five elements. I have to deal with my own physical costume. And I have to give sakash to the all my dear brothers, sisters in the world. Baba, I want to serve with love. I want to experience peace. I want to keep unity within the self, within the family, laukik, alaukik, and the world and element. Dear Baba, sweet Baba, whatever variety people and situation on my way, Baba, give me the power to face with all the souls in the world. My sweet Baba, if I have done anything wrong in my Brahmin life, sorry my Baba, I'm sorry for that. I'm saying sorry from my heart, my dear Baba. But my beloved Baba, and the souls around me, forgive me, because your problem is my problem. You are very good. I have to change myself to adjust with you all, my dear brothers and sisters. You are very good. You are God's children. I love you all so much, my dear brothers and sisters. Thanks, my Baba, that you have selected me in this big task for changing the world from negativity to positivity. I'll work very hard, Baba. My dear Baba, I love you so much. I really love you so much from my heart, Baba. I will do everything for you, Baba, whatever you say. From now, the whole world is good for me. No question mark for anything. From today, I accept everybody as they are. I will repeat two theory in my life now. Everything is good. Everything is good. Everything good. And everybody good. Everybody good. Everybody good. Thanks, my beloved Baba. I want to stay with you in soul world, to work from subtle region with Bab Dada, and physically to give vision to the soul, the human being on this earth. I want to live my life like an angel. My dear Baba, I love you so much. I love the whole world, all the brothers and sisters in the world. I'm so happy, Baba. You have chosen me for this wonderful task. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my dear Baba. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Very beautiful commentary. Anything that you would like to add before the questions? Anything that you would like to add to create closeness, cleaning the feelings, or whatever you want to add? Anything else that you think would be important for this theme of creating closeness?
You see, that it's variety ways to keep closeness. And for that, we have so many examples. Baba, Mama, Dadis, Dadas, so many seniors. And we are lucky that now their whole story is in the book. So many classes. How they done, what they done. We can learn from that to keep closeness. Big businessman, Brahma Baba, with his own family, with respect and love. And when he started yajna with opposition, anti-womanly, still he kept 200 different age, the family together. And he knows that it's difficult that they stay. in the 14 years they stayed, which type of love he gave. To keep somebody 14 years in the one yard is not easy. You know, if 24 hours in the same room we get tired, we want to go out little. You know. Now 14 years Brahma Baba kept there, and plus Shiva also, both. How? That was love and acceptance of each one's nature was different. A small baby, young children, youth, you know, different age people in that 200. What power Baba kept, what love Baba kept, so they never thought to go out from the gate. You can imagine. So I think now this is the time, instead of thinking too much, just to adapt and go ahead. That just, you know, just Brahma Baba is the great. And then Dadi, never gone school, Dadi Prakashmani, and never that education. How she learned with this yoga power and knowledge, which Murli only, and she became administrative head. And you know, only we don't know outside story, not inside. But Dadi was bola, you know, she don't know outside world. And the educated one, and Jagdish Bhai, and Ramesh Bhai, and they all teaching Dadi. Dadi, you have to do this. Okay, Dadi? You are going to meet this one. You have to do this. Dadi say, okay, okay. It's okay. Okay. So they were ready to learn from them how to behave outside world. And same thing with us, you know. I never saw one movie in my life. I never read one novel in my life. I had no any worldly boyfriend or girlfriend in my life. My mother, father and brother, sister at home. We never go outing. Up to age of 30, I never saw airport in my life. That was my life. Now how I learned this all, you know. I accept whatever come on our way. We accept and we learn, you know.
Very good. You are a very good example. You too are a very good example. So, we have some minutes for questions from the ground. If you want to make a question now, you have the opportunity of having this wise answer from Didi. Anybody wants to make a question? We have some minutes still. Yeah, come, because the mic has to...
Thank you. I can't repeat the question. Earlier today in the Murli, Baba said to
it's
never...
They're not clear voice to me, yeah? See?
Yeah, earlier today Baba said to never accept any personal service from anyone because it's a reminder that we ourselves are servants. Could you elaborate a little on what exactly is being said?
Yeah. Yeah. You see, you know, Baba want the Brahmin family not depending from the beginning, because Baba stayed in Laukik way with so many servants. Brahma Baba. And whoever surrendered all these 200, they all were very rich, and that type of souls came. Baba wanted them to become hard worker now. And in that 14 year, no servant, nobody, you know, just they have to do everything. So that time Baba taught them, otherwise they wait for other, you know. They don't do the things by themselves, and Baba had no servant in those days inside, just everyone have to do all this work, dividing and doing everything in that 14 years. It's 14 years, you can imagine, it's not 14 months. 14 years. So in those days, Baba used to say like that. Okay? After that, then they came Mount Abu. You know. Then the four palaces they have taken. And then each palace 50-50 was staying. So they have very good training, you know. That from Abu Road to Mount Abu, Baba bring them walking. You know that. They all wear walks in between the seats, they walk. And that way, so Baba gave training to the self. Baba, Mama and the children, they all were doing that. In those days, in Yagya, there was no car, only one taxi. Taxi driver, Baba tell if somewhere to go, that taxi driver come. No car in Yagya. So when that Murli repeating, it means, what Baba is saying, that as much you can do by yourself is good. But if difficult, then yes, you can take help. You know, what Baba is saying, we have to understand, you know, that if difficult, but every time you not wait that other do everything for you. You sit down and people bring food, then you can eat, then you disappear. No. So, you know, more facility in Yagya now, you know. More facility, you can get food in your room, you can get everything in your room. All Yagya, you know, all the Baba's children here, they're looking after us so much. In that, we have to see where we can be helpful there. Where we can help. Even today, I'm 80-year-old. I have no Brahmani. I have no Brahmani who pack my bag and who look after me this and that all this year. Now, when situation come, now my situation is so funny. Now, before 20 years ago, I got accident and this dislocated. And it set again automatic. So doctor said this will be the frozen hand. And all this year, that hand helped. Now, because I travel in a year so much for the 1,000 program here and there, so now it stopped. Now I can't do like this, you know. I can't eat like this, okay? I can't wear my clothes like this. It's difficult to do everything. If someone say, now you will give Toli gift, how I can give, see? Okay, so now what I have to do? Tell me. I need help? I need help? If I cannot put my sweater myself, okay. So now age of 80, because of this, I cannot be stubborn. If I try to do this, it break here. You understand? Because no capacity, this hand have to go up, see. So now time came, I need help, so I take. I have to be not stubborn.
खड़ा आगे है अंत समय अब पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना की रणभेरी अब फिर बजती है। कर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
So today if we need help because some circumstances, then we have to accept help, but not for our comfort, not okay. for because otherwise we get dependent on other people. Okay, any other question?
Om Shanti Didi. You began with acceptance when you went to Africa. Things were so different, and you told your mind that you are accepting and progressing. Like you were doing this for a spiritual service. Baba sent you and you had that mission in mind. Now with lockets, when we all of us deal with lockets, things become not that easy to accept. Like in mind, in intellect says you have to accept, you have to accept, Baba says that, and it's all right, it's drama. But sometimes the other person is very stubborn or very, very rude, bad words. Do you think it becomes very easy? It's not easy. So what tip do you give us for that?
You see that after Baba's knowledge, our third eye of wisdom very clear. Either it laukik or alaukik. When your heart not feeling okay to say yes, you have to put your footstep down and say, this is not for me, I cannot do this. Clear. You don't kill your effort and your feeling in Sangam Yoga, in confluence age. You remain positive. Nobody can do anything to anybody by force, if you are okay. All this year in my life, I think nobody got success to forcing me to do anything, because I was strong. So you, in Laukik also, become strong and decide what your heart wants. What is your feeling? What you want to do, you know? And then that way you decide. You know, because of attachment we become slave. I have seen, like your son wants you to in America. And you want to stay here because good family and effort here. Because of your son love and attachment to give him good food and to look after and maybe sent her very far, you cannot go every day. So you killing your feeling and staying there and then online making yourself happy, but inside you're not happy. So you clear your mind that, yeah, once in a year I'll come for a few months, but I'll be in India. You put your footstep where your happiness, you know. So you have to be not slave of the situation, because we all in Brahmin family learning to become king and queen. So we're not slave of anything, any situation. Firm determination. Eh?
when it is in the same family where you have these problems. If it is in the same family, what to do?
Okay. So you see that you are king for golden age. With your thought, they have to change. Your powerful vibration will change them. You will see, it takes time. As much powerful you are, I have changed situation in a 1 hour sometime, in a 1 month, in a year. I change anything I want to change, I change them. I able to change them because I am ready to change myself. I am doing for their good. I'm not selfish. I want to make their fortune great. That is the aim, you know. I don't want to harm anybody. But I want that they should be clear, their vision, you know.
Very good. Any other question?
Shantidi. Okay, you speak about the situation when someone don't communicate with you. But what in the opposite, when someone come constantly with you, asking always the question, speaking always with you, you know, with an intense voice, you know, how do you deal with such a type of sanskars?
Yeah. You see, it is not I'm only running the one center. I'm dealing with the world. So many phone calls from the soul, from the world asking me. Some soul, everyday question. You see that I realize them. That question is not a good, you know, and full stop is very good. And Baba taught us to remain in full stop. I'm zero, Baba zero, world drama, you know, full stop, full stop, full stop. So I clarify and I teach how to come out from question with my example. The day I came in knowledge, I came with 100 questions in front of Brahma Baba with my book. I came and I thought I will ask this Swamiji. You know, I thought I'm going to Swamiji. In ashram. So I will ask question to this Swamiji, whatever I have in path of philosophy and psychology. I came with that. Daddy Janki giving introduction of the team, we were 8. So when my turn came, Daddy Janki said, this one doing philosophy and psychology, and this one have so many questions, Baba, and Baba, she have come to ask you question. Because she's looking for God. And Baba look, okay, my child, you're looking for God. And Baba disappear. The light, 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 pink light, and the bright light. And in that light, Baba asked me, have you found God? And you know, this was, I don't like this. I was nodding, word disappear. Not said yes even, no courage, no, because that powerful, you know. I said 3 times. And then Baba was there. My book remained forever there. I never picked that book. All questions disappear, and from that time, first time I saw Brahma Baba, from that time up to now, I never ask any question to Baba, to Dadis, anybody. You know, I am living all this 60 years in full stop. 60 years in my life with full stop. You can imagine what stage here. Anything happen. Once Dadi Gulzar came, we had 300 in the house, and so much collection,
and it was there, just we put in account room and we were doing foundation. After that, I told brother, you count it, you change, we can send Madhuban. And then suddenly they gone and all the tins are empty. And we check who gone from the gate. One man from the gate and he stolen everything. And then we were sitting on dining room and that brother said, Ben, what we count? There is nothing. And daddy heard. Daddy said, what? So he said, daddy said, Viranti, you call police. I said, daddy, if remaining some police will take. Thieves taken, now police will take. So daddy, it's okay. I was eating so peacefully. Daddy said, nothing happened to you? I said, daddy, it was happened 5,000 years ago. The thieves need it, it gone. But what my thought for Madhuban, I will do it, daddy. It's okay. And daddy was watching me. That this one is eating so peacefully. And daddy said, daddy asked me what secret. I said, daddy, every year I take one word for effort. That year the word was again. You know one word. Phir se. In Murli Hindi, phir se.
Phir se.
So whatever happened, it's again. So this is nothing new again. So daddy, this word is again not new, so it's okay. See, surprise. And then evening someone came. And someone gave a big envelope. I said, what is this? This is because money stolen, so you want to send Madhuban, so this is the stolen one. Whatever I said, this much maybe. So he brought this much. And it's okay, I send whatever my thought, I finish. And okay. You see how the acceptance, fear states again, again.
Again. Acceptance. Power to accept. Okay.
Eh?
Didi cannot hear you. You need the mic.
Om Shanti. I believe we need to do the effort, not just sit and accept, be in yoga and accept. Do the effort to change situation, but without fear, without a reaction or without nervous. Just say, I'll do the effort. When I'll do the effort, Baba's help and situation change as I want.
Yeah. You see, depending on the true love from the heart for Baba. When you have clean heart, true love for Baba, Baba have promised will do anything for you. You know, only we have the clear mind, no doubt, so many doubt that whether it will happen, it will not happen, whether this, whether that, whether that, whether that. You know, we are creating so many questions before, you know, we do strong thought. And there, you know, do or die, now or never. If not now, then when? Just do it. You know, firm determination. Do or die. Nothing can stop you, you know. Firm determination, you know. You know, in golden age, there will be no ministers.
No advisor.
So why here we asking so many questions for advice? How many advisor we need? You are boss. Ask yourself, sit in meditation and do it.
Om Shanti Didi.
His brother,
yeah? Come near because then it's easy for me. Yeah.
Didi, we are all very fortunate to meet Avyakt Bab Dada every day, anytime and anywhere. But we could not be as lucky as you to meet Sakar Baba. So I want you to share any experience with Sakar Baba with us.
Sakar Baba, say again.
I said we are very fortunate to meet Avyakt Baba anywhere. But we could not be as lucky as you to meet Sakar Baba.
Yeah.
So I want Sakar you to share any experience with Baba with us.
Experience with Sakar Baba.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he didn't
okay.
have his experience.
Okay. So now, my first request to you all, that never ever keep thought in mind that I have never seen Sakar Baba. Okay? Can you change? Can you change yourself? Never think you have not seen Sakar Baba. How many Sakar Baba's room? How many Baba's room? And that is what? That is picture. Why are you going in that room if it's picture? Why are you going in Baba's room in your centers? Why? Because Baba is in subtle region, but Baba is there when you need it, when you need him. So never think you have not seen Sakar Baba. That is first thing. Okay? You know why? Because what my experience with Baba, normally if I need something from Maria Ben, I will say, Maria Ben, I want this, right? Then she say, okay, I'll do it. It's a common thing, right? Right? Now when Brahma Baba was there, you know, normally we go to Baba and we say, Baba, we want this, or Baba this, Baba this. Normal, you know, normal communication. But what my experience, I was 20 year old and, you know, I shy to go near to Baba that way. And so in the Pandav Bhavan yard, in that foyer area, you know, Baba was standing, that time that was no hut, you know, just the garden. So Baba was standing there and walking and standing and you know, I was so far in the near the hall, you know, small hall, history hall. And that time no history hall name, nothing like that, you know. I was standing, you know, I had a thought that if I can get chance to take photograph with Baba, thought. I was alone standing. I was far like that end, and Baba told somebody, call that my daughter. And someone same say, Baba is calling you. And Baba said, my child, you want photograph with Baba? I shocked. I said, yeah. You know, I afraid. I said, yeah. Baba said, okay. Baba called somebody. Call Chandras. No, I don't know what is there. I was standing. So somebody called Chandras. Said, go and bring your camera. Because this daughter wants photograph with Baba. And Baba spoke strongly. And I was feeling that I have made a mistake or something. But anyway, I want, so it's okay. I was standing near Baba and he taken photograph, and within a 1 minute he gave me photo. You know, that camera, you know, quick. It come out, you know, the negativity and then photo positive. So I got photo and Baba taken it. Baba said, see, what is in this? I said, me and Baba. Baba said, this Baba, don't remember. The one you can see, don't remember. The one you cannot see, remember him. Who will remember? Remember Shri Baba. Baba gave photo.
Good lesson.
And same time Baba taught me lesson that don't remember Brahma, remember Shri Baba.
And do you keep that photo?
Yeah.
Do you keep that photo?
Yeah. I kept that photo. Yeah. So what I'm saying that Baba catch our thought. When you think, I have not seen Baba, Baba ignore. Never think, I saw Baba. Then in that Baba's room, Baba will talk with you. Baba will give you touching. Baba will guide you. Go, my child, do this. Very subtle communication. Do it fast. Go 10 times in Baba's room. Go 30 times in Baba's room. As many more times you go, you will experience wonder. Never say, now, Now it is not time to say like that, you know. I had a thought, I will never wear this cloth. Brahma Kumari, knowledge is good, dress is not good. You know. I like my college dress. I thought only, okay? I thought I never share with anybody even. Suddenly, Brahma Baba said that 8 people came out of that sand, bring that one young girl. And they call me. I gone to Baba. Baba called tailor. Say, take measurement up and make 2 pair clothes for this one. I was not happy because the man who take measurement, that Brahma Baba man, I never gone with my father to the tailor. I go with my mother. It was so funny, you know, take measure. I thought, this dress I'll put in a bag forever. I gone in room. After 2 hours again, Baba called me and gave. And I thought like this, you know, because young, you know, naughty. Baba said, wait, go, wear it, come back, show Baba. I gone in room, I was crying, I don't know how to wear. My mother helped me and I wear it, but it is not like this, it was like this, like a mama, you know, this way. I gone to show. And 10 people were sitting there, so I sit down. Baba says, stand up. Oh, you look like a mama. Very good. And I thought, let me run to the room and remove. Baba said, go with this dress to Ahmedabad. I was in fear that my father will get shocked, heart attack, you know. Go with this dress. You can imagine. You can imagine, you think and it reach. Even now I'm talking with you, Baba, listening. So that's why Baba is with me. You know.
Okay.
Okay.
Time is running fast. We could be here the whole evening, afternoon and evening, but we have to finish. I think it has been very beautiful, very powerful. All your thoughts, and so I think she deserves a very big applause. Thank you.
Thank you.